Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I am Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful, the hilarious, the Billie Jean loving, dark hearted man himself, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben.
Welcome. Welcome to a big, big episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Are you excited
to
do it,
Ronnie? Welcome to a thriller episode.
Mm. Oh.
Finally, it's here. The big confrontation with Kathy Hilton. I can't wait to see. Who did she call the Z word? I don't know. That's algebra for like what racist term you can't figure out. Well, I guess it would be X, right? Because that's algebra.
It could be Z, but like normally X is for, normally you get to Z if already X and Y are taken, but that's fine.
Okay. Well, let's go with that. Make your own slur that Kathy Hilton said, which is what the internet's doing. Everyone's like, I heard she called a dog a pecan. I'm like, oh, that's right. Cancel her. Take her down, everybody. Let's get her. Get Kathy. Get her. Got my pitchfork and my torch. Get her.
We don't know. Well, you know why people are thinking that she said a slur? It's because when you don't say the whole story, people are going to think the worst. People are going to think the worst. This is the much-awaited confrontation between Kathy and Rena today. Before we dive into that, this is a Crappens On Demand episode. If you can not only listen to us record, you can watch us. For instance, you could watch Ronnie massaging his face with a Topo Chico bottle right now.
It's cold. I'm trying to de-puff this face for everybody. I know everybody's just coming here for some jerk-off material. You got to look good. Let's fast forward in a couple of minutes, and I'll look young and fresh, everybody.
Yeah, you can watch Ronnie's skincare routine actively happening right now. And you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens.
Works.
And you sign up.
Fabulous. I look really good now. Thanks,
Topo. That's good. The Topo Chico treatment. Yeah. Like, that's going to be the new thing on Bravo next year. Every show is going to be like, so we're here to get some Topo Chico treatment. And just we'll watch people getting soda bottles rolled on their bags.
I'll shut up. I'm sorry. It's a weird day today.
It's okay. We got a long ways to go. But anyway, go to patreon.com/watchourcrappens, and we're always happy when you support on any level, but if you support on the Crappens On Demand level, you can actually watch this, not just listen. But of course, we also have normally we have a bonus episode every single week. This week, we have so many episodes that we instead are going to do, what did we say, Ronnie, we were going to do? I think we're going to do an extra Crappens On Demand.
Yeah, we're going to do an extra, Crappens On Demand video. So any bonus person, $5 or $1, can see it. Okay, yeah. So that makes 4 Crappens On Demand videos just this week alone. Nuts.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Patreon. And we also have Take a Seat on Mondays. And I'm sure if this episode of Beverly Hills riled you up, got you mad, if you have lots of opinions, bring them Monday night, and we'll mention it all. We're going to mention, obviously we talk about Bravo gossip, but I definitely want to hear what you guys all think about Rinna versus Kathy. Who is telling the truth? Does Kathy deserve to be forgiven? Is Rinna being a good friend? Is she not being a good friend? Is she butting her face into someone else's business? Is there hypocrisy afoot? The answer, of course, is yes to all that. So anyway, we're going to get into all that.
Also, our Game of Thrones podcast is Winter is Crappening. That's every Monday afternoon that comes out. So join Winter is... don't join it. Just subscribe to Winter is Crappening. You'll get that a day earlier than everybody else if you're watching House of the Dragon, which chances are you are, because like a lot of people are watching it. What was I going to say? Who cares, really? I forgot, so it didn't matter.
I care. Well, I care about what you were going to say.
I forgot. It'll come. Oh, I have a listener request. To those of you who really like to sleuth out there and get evidence, I would really like to see that original article from Radar Online that leaked the Lucy Liu, that caused that whole thing with, remember when Lisa Vanderpump went to the wedding and she kind of made up with everybody, and then Rinna got mad that she made up with everybody, and then that second article came out that was the leak that caused all the trouble. I want to read that original Radar Online article, and I cannot find it anywhere. I was looking this morning, and I suck at it, apparently. So if anybody could find that, would you shoot me a link?
Are you working on a theory, Ronnie? Are you trying to do some sleuthing in terms of language?
Yeah, because today my theory is the same. In my season, my theory was that Rinna was the leaker, because it didn't make any sense that Vanderpump makes up with everybody at Denise's wedding, gets everybody back kind of on her side, and then Rinna gets furious and goes and leaks this story, and then it starts the whole thing, which ended up being the end of Vanderpump. I've stood by that since that time that I declared Rinna as the leaker, and I just need to reread that article. I just need it in my evidence files.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's all tied together. It looks like next week the questions about leaking are going to come back. Ronnie, you talk for a second because I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, I was wondering why you're looking at that. Ben does this thing when he sneezes. You know how some people scrunch up their face? Ben doesn't do that. He looks to the side like he's talking to somebody at a party. Like he smiles and looks to the side and starts kind of nodding his head.
No, that was actually because Dom brought my phone in here.
Oh, I was like, what a weird pre-sneeze.
I was trying to be chill about that, and apparently I wasn't. Apparently I was like, hey,
yeah,
what's going
chill.
On? Finger gunning.
It was like you saw someone you used to work with at a club. You're like, hey, Billie Jean. Billie Jean.
Well, guess what? I didn't sneeze, but this talk about my behavior before I sneezed was enough to shoot the sneeze away. So let's get on.
I annoyed the sneeze out of your nose. I'm a powerful person. All right, let's start this. So we start over at Dorit's house, and she's with Phoenix. And she's like, Feeny, Mama has to make a quick call. Mama has to call Auntie Carl. The thing is, she's filming a very scary movie. You're not allowed to see. It's like the time I told Daddy I was feeding him a Snickers when he was blindfolded. And I gave him a celery stick. And I had to send you to the other room so you wouldn't see him sobbing and trying to claw his face off. Thank God Daddy has such weak nails. There's a positive to never having any natural foods, Feeny. Go!
She's like, give me 5 minutes. Just give me five. And Phoenix is like, 10 minutes. Give me 10. And Phoenix is like, 5 minutes. And then Phoenix realizes that she's being sent out of the room. And she's like, but then I can't see Kyle. So there you have it, everyone. America's biggest Kyle fan right here in Dorit's home. It's Phoenix.
Literally something that no Halloween fan has ever had. More Kyle! More Kyle!
So, Dorit, by the way, I noticed... So, Dorit's FaceTiming Kyle, and I noticed that Dorit has an extra battery that she has attached to her phone, and it's bedazzled. I mean, I know people like to be fashionable in all senses of their lives, but I feel like bedazzling your spare battery is like... I you know what? I should support the artistic statement, but I also think it's ridiculous.
Well, it's not an LV bedazzle, so to that I say, you poor hooker, okay? You're poor. You're secretly poor. So when Phoenix leaves the room, Dorit does that thing where she grabs her heart, and she's like, oh, my baby is so cute. Fuck off with that, okay? We know that you're not really tearing up every time your baby leaves the room.
Yeah, so she gets Kyle on the phone, and Kyle does have bangs again, which I thought was so funny that they, like, gave... I don't know, did they give her, like, bang extensions or whatever?
Yes.
Like, they definitely
because she was so
bangs.
Traumatized last time she got bangs, and the whole world was like, fuck Kyle and her bangs. Okay, so this time she's like, I can't do that again. I would do anything for my art, but not bangs. Not bangs.
Dorit's like, oh my goodness, Coyle, gee, you're in character. Look at you, in character, just like a regular frumpy townsperson. Kyle's like, I'm actually still at the hotel. I haven't started shooting yet. But
Kyle's doing the Ben when he's about to sneeze. She's like, oh, okay, I'll be there in a minute. Okay, you busy? You need me on
you
set?
Run through
okay,
lines?
I'll be there.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you want me to come over for lunch, Jamie Lee Curtis? Sure, anytime.
So, Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, we're just having, I'm talking like this because I'm an actor right now, but we're just having some coffee, but I'm in Georgia, and so it's later than you. So if I'm acting like different than you, it's because it's later where I am.
I'm actually pretending like it's still morning, but actually it's past noon. It's actually afternoon. But as an actor, I think I can pull off this part. So Dorit's like, gee, well, let me tell you about crystals. You know, the evening took such a turn because Rinna left early and no one understood why, Kyle.
Yeah. Well, and Kyle's like, well, I mean, the whole Kathy thing, like, that was mainly at me, you know? I mean, she did throw a few things out about you girls, I guess, but it was mainly about me. So to me, like, I don't even know why, because I didn't do anything wrong. Oh, like, there's the problem right there, Kyle. You don't see one thing you did on this trip that could have possibly pushed Kathy over the edge. Really? Not one?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And so Dorit's basically like saying that it felt like Kathy was seeing red, and she's like, sometimes the easiest person to pick on is your family. And I think that is something you can get over, Kyle. And I think you guys have been through a lot, just like the time that we ran out of Pringles for an entire weekend. And PK had a difficult time with it, but then we fixed it by Monday.
And Kyle's like, yeah, well, on the final day, when we were on the way to the airport, Lisa told me that the majority of, oh my God. I'm sorry, I'm in character. I thought someone might have been right there. I was about to start running. Oh my God, it's so hard being an actor. Anyway, you know, I heard that Kathy was saying things about me, but Rinna didn't want to say what things because she didn't really want to hurt me with the whole camera crew there on this TV show that she's now trying to hurt me with in front of the whole camera crew. She wanted time to, like, figure out what she was going to say that Kathy had said. Actually, she's still figuring it out. It's an ever-evolving story, like Halloween.
Which ends this October. So yeah, basically now Kyle's crying. Now she's like, I mean, I don't want to get to a place where I can't repair with her again, so maybe it's best that I don't know. Thank you, that was my performance for the day. Thank you so much.
We'll come back to LA so we can talk about it then. Movie schmovie, am I right? Nothing's more frightening than a Rinna with a bug up her ass. Get picky!
And Kyle's like, hey, do you like the nose ring that I have on? And Dorit's like, gee, it suits you, but please don't come back with another broken nose, Kyle. Quote unquote, air quote, broken nose, if you catch what I'm saying.
Kyle's Kathy like, told Rinna she's gonna break your nose before she burns your house down, murders your puppy, and ties your tubes while you're sleeping, in case menopause doesn't stop you from trying to replicate your stupid face on another person again. Talk to you soon, Kyle!
So now we go to Erica's house, where she gets onto FaceTime with what looks like Ellen Green playing the role of Holly Hunter. It's her psychologist,
Dr. I thought Holly Hunter, too. Yeah. I was like, what is Holly Hunter doing in Tent City?
So we have Dr. Jen Mann. Dr. Jen Mann speaking like Holly Hunter. And and Erica's like, well, I've been going to therapy on and off for the past few years, but since I moved out and filed for divorce, I definitely made this a regular thing. I'm like, just say the sentence, Erica.
I know. Who's your producer today, Siri? Why are you talking like that? So she's like, well, I reached out because I wanted the ability to move on. And last year was easier because I could sort of see the finish line. But now I'm settling into this. And it's really difficult to accept. And Dr. Jen's like, well, you have to keep in mind that you have a grieving process. And you've lost your marriage. You've lost your husband-to-be. Your marriage had plenty of problems before this, but he was not who you thought he was he?
Now listen, she's like clutching a cigarette and shaking. You gotta get out of here, people are watching, they know everything. It's like, you realize you're not in the firm anymore, right, therapist? So she's like, I just always think of Holly Hunter in the firm, that movie, The Firm, where she was like sitting at like a diner with Tom Cruise, being like, here are the documents.
I always think of Holly Hunter like in everything. So Erica's like, I've never met anyone like Tom Girardi. I miss the Tom that was loving, that was a good Tom, that had big blue eyes, that had nuts that went down past his ankles that he would occasionally trip over in the middle of the night going to the bathroom. That was really funny. The charm that made everyone feel good.
Yeah, and then we see flashbacks of good Tom. Like, for instance, the time Tom got her jewelry.
Yeah, the time he got her the Cartier Panther ring. I was like, yeah, I love that that's Erica's montage of back when Tom was a good person. When he was giving me shit. When exactly. He was just giving me lots of shit.
And then, like, 2020, Tom telling her that he's proud of her. I'm like, I know this is trying to be a remember the good times with Tom montage, but I'm pretty sure by 2020, your marriage was like such in the toilet that this was all just a sham scene. But anyway, so Erica is basically like,
as sweet as he could be, he could flip on you and it was really ugly. I mean that literally. You'll just be lying there in bed and it's like a walrus just rolled right over you, drooling everything.
And then we see the clips of this and it's Tom with Vanderpump like, listen, you got everything. You got great looks. And Erica going, great intellect. Excuse me, Erica, this is me talking, not you. And then that other time at the same dinner when he was like, hey, baby, I run the operation. Yeah, no shit, Tom. Pardon me, Erica. It's like, really, so it those times where Tom was so abusive when you were interrupting him and he was telling you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then Dr. Jen is like, well, in one fell swoop, you lost your marriage, you lost your financial security, you lost your friends, you lost your beautiful singing voice. I'm just kidding. It was never there. Let's see, what other things did you lose? Because I could do this all day.
You have to figure out your feelings about this and your feelings about the people that were harmed. And Erica says, well, I'm going to say something here that's not going to be very popular. I was harmed too. It's like, okay, you fucking sociopath. Even your shrink. It's like, I'm giving you a moment to at least pretend that you have any feelings whatsoever. And you can't even do it for 1 second. You've got fucking one of the best actresses of our time sitting here, man. If you can't be vulnerable for Holly Hunter, there is no hope for you.
Yeah, when Erica said, I'm going to say something here that's not unpopular, you just know that the shrink was like, please say you're not releasing a new album. Please say that's
no. I was harmed. You know, to me, you know, Tom probably thought the rules didn't apply to him because it always worked out. And I want to believe that it got away from him and not that he orchestrated it in some sort of way.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt your monologue, but did I hear that you're planning to do a full orchestration with your next album, or am I just really getting afraid?
Here's the thing, Doctor. I really risk becoming hateful, becoming mean, becoming something I don't want to be.
Risk? And I risk myself of putting myself into a 40 wasted Old Navy. The risk is gone. It's done. It is done, ma'am. Okay.
And so Dr. Jen is like, okay, Erica, what you need to do is you need to stop running from it. And she goes, I'm afraid. She goes, well, I would be afraid of Pennywise the Clown too, but stop running from it. Okay. You have to embrace it. And I guarantee you, it will be the first thing that Pennywise has actually ever run from. Instead, what am I even talking about? I don't even know.
I think you need to operate under the assumption that people are going to come for you. And you have to change your mind into acceptance. Because it lasts the shortest when you resist it the least. You know, can I have lines with less S's? Fewer S's? That would be great. I'm not ashamed of my S's, but that's a lot of S's to give Holly Hunter, Academy Award winning actress of The Piano.
Psst. Erica, would you say, now you did spend many years with Tom Girardi, more, how did that compare to seeing Harvey Keitel naked? I'm just wondering, because I've been through that too.
Fucked him too. Turned out he only had about $20 in his bank. That was a wasted night. Never going to In-N-Out again, that's for sure.
So then we go to the Pretty Mess Hair Pop-Up Shop, which I suspect this is just on a corner in West Hollywood, on a sidewalk, that they put those greenery, you know, those fake greenery walls.
Someone put some hedges up at Ben and Jerry's, okay, and some heat lamps and hedges at Ben and Jerry's parking lot. So basically,
this also, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I know you're going to skip this part, and it really bugged me as like a service person, because this is so Erica's personality. Erica's like playing with her hair and getting her makeup as she walks around, and Mikey goes, Erica, you need to meet Vanessa. She's the party planner. She pulled this whole thing together, and Erica goes, thank you, Vanessa. Anyway, it's like, you didn't didn't do anything. You know how hard it was for Vanessa to lug all of that shit in her Ford Fiesta and like get it standing on a sidewalk in West Hollywood? Do you know? Can we get a little more? Can we look Vanessa in the eye, please?
Yeah, I mean, do you know how hard it was to attach the pretty mess hair onto one of those Ben and Jerry cows that was painted on the wall? It was difficult, okay? But she got it done, damn it. So
this is my half-baked bangs trying to get Kyle to wear for Halloween.
We decided to make this Holstein look pretty. I'm like, Lisa Hochstein is here? Holstein, not Hochstein.
So there we go. This is the sort of day I'm making cow puns. Not a commentary
looks
on
Lisa Hochstein. Beautiful in here, Vanessa, like an American dream.
My mind was like, Ben, this is your moment. Make your New York super fun chunk joke. Where is it? I have it every day, but not today.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So a PR person comes up to Erica, and you know it's a PR person because they talk like this. Erica, hi! And she's like, Erica, oh my God, love your plastic hair. It's great. Hey, is that a brownie batter with a braid?
It is. The brownie batter core, actually, to get specific.
She's like, it's hard to see where the waffle cone ends and the hair begins.
So listen, this is just between me, you, and Cherry Garcia, okay? What about Kathy Hilton's behavior at the nightclub?
That chunky monkey.
We see Radar Online headline. Of course it's Radar Online, which of course it is. Kathy Hilton has meltdown during Aspen trip. Got into shouting match with nightclub employee over Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And Erica's like, a lot of articles have surfaced about Kathy's behavior at the nightclub, and I don't know how they got this level of detail, but I clearly am generally unfussed about it because Lisa Vanderpump isn't on the cast anymore, so we'll just keep on going with the scene.
Right, here's the story is leaking to Radar Online again. Someone that Rinna hates and is trying to get rid of. Gee, I wonder who could have done it. It's fucking Rinna. This is like the worst mystery. I feel like the only person at dinner theater who has figured out the murder, and you still have to make it through the fucking chicken cordon bleu, which I don't even like in the first place. Also, I have to point out that Erica didn't say, I don't know how they got this level of detail. She said, I don't know how they got this level of detail.
It's like, oh, Erica. Thank you for getting the proper emphasis on that.
I had to, because Erica's very worldly. So
yeah. So Erica tells this reporter, she goes, well, everything's not hunky-dory. And then it cuts to Erica's publicist just going like, ha. Like, he's like, nailed it.
I wrote that. I wrote that.
he's like 5 minutes earlier in the car, okay, Erica, they're going to ask you about this. And what you say is, everything's hunky-dory. No. Not hunky-dory. Everything is not a door. No, not hunky-dory. You're not a hunk. Come on, Erica. Not hunky-dory. You can do this. Don't worry, person.
I got it. Everything is not New York super fudge hunky-dory.
I love Stephen Colbert's ice cream.
Okay, you're not even using any of the part of the pun.
So then Rinna comes in, just of course, like Rinna always comes in. Yay! Pretty mess hair! Pretty mess hair! Yay! Hello! Pretty mess hair! Hello!
I'm sad. Very, very sad. This is PTSD. hope you can see the difference.
Yeah. Well, this is the form of my PTSD now, which is when you've seen something so terrible, you can't help but say, poor Dom upstairs. He's like, what is going on?
So he knows.
He knows. It's true. So anyway, Eric is like,
so I decided for my hair party, I was like, let's do something casual. Okay. So it's like, come by, get some hair, maybe talk about Kathy having a meltdown in Aspen and yelling at the coat check and making everyone mad and saying something offensive to a wine bottle. That's what I'm just saying. Like, that's something you could talk about if you wanted to.
Yeah, I just want it to be casual. That's why there's a newspaper stand in here. Hey, buddy. Love your choices. New York Post for the win, am I right?
So she's invited Renette, all the
by the way, I'm surprised Renette did not walk in with like a 10-gallon like a cowboy hat with like a camera like in the middle of it. Like, no, this information, this party, it's not leaking to anyone. Not at all. No.
So she's told the ladies to invite all of their stylists. And I think like two did. So that was good. And Rena's like, yeah. And I told Scott, you've got work to do. I mean, you're not Joey Maloof. So where's Joey Maloof? No one knows where Joey Maloof is. No one. Why isn't he here?
Sutton's like, I killed that motherfucker.
Ran that motherfucker down. My brand new car the first day I got it.
Anyway, so then people, now we have people just arriving. We have Cherie be like, hey ladies, how are you? And then Sutton's there and everybody's like, hey, you know what? You rose above it. You rose above my petty ass, and I appreciate it. Oh, no problem, you motherfucker. Can't wait to get some hair that I'll never use.
And she's like, I want Erica to know. I want her to be successful. I want her to be all of this. I want her to show the world that you can do right, get yourself together, and rebuild. So by showing up, hopefully, I'm telling her, do it. Do it.
I want her to get her life together. I want her to rebuild. I mean, preferably that would involve fixing vending machines down in Georgia, but if she wants to sell hair on a sidewalk, that works too.
So the other girls show up and Crystal, they're all picking wigs out, and Crystal wants anime, anything anime. And Heather from Salt Lake City is sitting at home like, see, wasn't offensive. Wasn't offensive at all.
I forgot about that. So, yeah, so then Dorit shows up, so then we got a big Rinna. Dorit! And then Diana, and they're all just, like, trying on hair, and the stylists are touching them up. They're, like, it's, like, their dream party, because they're, like, they're actively being primped while they're socializing.
And they start talking about how their husbands like their hair. And Rinna's like, yeah, I'm wearing a wig. Right now it's a wig because when Harry's around, we do regular Rinna. He likes regular Rinna, jeans, a t-shirt, and a wig. That's what he likes. And Crystal's like, well, Rob likes the glam because I'm like just so basic all the time.
Everyone's like, what was that? And then PK, like, no one like paid attention to Crystal's joke. And then Dorit tells us that PK likes doing makeup, which then sets up Dorit for her big Catskills moment.
PK says he likes me in heels and makeup to do the dishes, and I said I'd give anything to see PK doing anything evil.
Take my PK, please.
Then a totally impromptu, off-the-cuff call from Elton John.
God. Yeah.
Think Elton John totally regrets this? Do you think that Beverly Hills fans are like, oh, fuck off, Elton John. What did Diana do for you? Because we all know those rumors about Diana. And for Diana to be like, oh, I have so many stories about Elton and his husband, but I can't share them. I'm like, were they on a yacht?
Yeah, whatever, all the stories about David Furness that we... I like that she's like, all these stories that I can't share. I don't think anyone wants to hear about Elton John's stories in his 70s.
Like, yeah, no,
sexcapades. I don't think, like, she's like, I can't say them. I'm like, oh, well, we don't want to hear them either.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. So let's hear one anyway. She's like, I was in London at China Shop because I love buying China. And Elton and his husband were there one day, and I just walked in fur coat and flip-flops looking crazy. And they were like, who is that? Real love born in 1 second.
Yes. You know, I wish I could still go back to that China shop, but unfortunately I sent it cease and desist.
So Elton John is like, by the way, I just want to say thank you for the thing that you did that one time. I just remembered it, so I'm calling you to say thank you for that. And he's like, and we'll celebrate, and she's, we'll celebrate you on Oscar night at some point, shall we not, right? She's like, what? I can't read this. David, could you pass me my glasses? I can't read the rest of the script.
So then Dorit and Rena are talking. Oh, and Dorit's complimenting her clothes, of course. She's like, oh, this is right up me alley. What is this, Tom Ford? And she's like, yeah, this is Tom Ford. It's Tom Ford denim, which you can't get anywhere. But you can rent it. You can rent anything, Dorit. And Dorit's looking at her like, rentals?
And you hear Mike in the background go, it's sick.
So she's like, well, how are you doing, Angel Girl? I haven't spoken to you. Crystal came down and said you left the party. And I said, there's no way Rena left without saying, goodbye, plants. Goodbye, floor. Goodbye, ceiling.
I'll admit, it's not something I normally do, but in that moment, I said, I just gotta go. I have PTSD. Luckily, I've been in a lot of therapies, chocolate therapy specifically, just from... Have you ever had a pint of that? It's delicious. Delicious.
At that moment, all I could hear in my head is Robin Williams coming over the loudspeakers at the base and yelling, good morning, Vietnam! And I curled into a little ball and I rocked back and forth. I said, come back to me, Robin Williams. The man from Doak and Mindy. Didn't understand.
From food, Will, and Hunting.
No. PTSD, Dorit. Just go with it, okay? You know, I've always loved Kathy Hilton, which I've also said about Denise Richards, Lisa Vanderpump, Eden Sassoon, and Dolly Parton. I still love Dolly Parton, though. I haven't met her, but I just know we'd be friends.
So Dorit's like, gee, well, Kathy called me and I spoke with her and Kathy remembers everything and is not proud of her behavior at all. This is, let me emphasize that, at all. So this is far more about Kathy and Coyle than it is about anyone else, period. At all.
Well, then she should come and say that to me. Oh, really? Because you were so traumatized that you said nothing at the moment. You just waited until much later to make this into a bigger deal. So yeah. Dorit's like, well, I don't know what happened between you. And she goes, she tried to silence me. Silence me. She tried to silence. Hold on. Don't worry. I'm going to prove it to the audience. Hold on. Audience, she sent me a text. This is the silencing me text. Please do not say anything we discussed. Otherwise, it will make a huge scene that everyone gets dragged into. No bueno. Spelled wrong.
Yeah. I'm like, threat. That's not.
That's a threat. That's a threat. Boo. It didn't even mean to be bueno. It meant to be bu. Ano. I'm sure that's a threat in some language.
She put an A. Scary. She put an A in bueno, as in you get an A+ if you stay silent. That's a threat. That's a threat.
She goes, yeah, that was a failed threat. And you know how I do with that sort of thing, Dorit. You know how I do. And then she continues.
Wait,
she's like,
can we talk about how that is 100% not a veiled threat, right? Can we just, I don't think it's even up for debate. It's someone saying,
yeah, it's not
can
not
we just like not talk about, like, she's like, I blew up on my sister. Can we please not talk about this? Otherwise, it's going to become a whole thing. It's going to become much larger than it is. Let me just it's basically like, let me just handle this with my sister.
And again, because I know that people are on sides. It's a housewife show. We're all on our sides. Okay, I get it. Again, I have to say, bring her down. Bring Kathy Hilton down. I'm waiting. I've got the popcorn. I'm excited to turn. Anyone, bring it on. I'm here for it. This is not it. This is bullshit. So Rena's like, this, please, it goes further than you would want to know. Silence is golden. I am staying silent. And then she put hearts. She threatened to give me a heart attack. Or she's threatening to steal my heart. She's threatening to stab me in the heart and my children, because there are as many hearts as there are children. No, there's too many hearts. Okay, plus Harry. She tried. No, there's another one. Plus the sauce. She's going to murder me, Harry, the children, and the sauce.
I mean, and I think now we all understand why the Golden Globes weren't on NBC this year. She said to silence them. Silence is golden. Golden Globes, obviously.
Silence is golden. Threatening me, just like my first grade teacher. That's the first place I heard that. That bitch tried to ruin my life that day.
Yeah, it's basically, again, it's Kathy saying, like, our issues go deep. Like, when she says, please, it goes further than you want to know. Our issues are deep and complicated. Please. Like, just stay out of it. That's what she was saying. And Rena is taking it, like, a full-on, like, brick
Rena
through the window.
Worse
in her head. In her bed, I mean.
She trying it. This episode should just be called Tried It. You Tried It. Because this is a very hard try. And so we see a clip, Dorit saying, well, I care about Kathy. And I told her, the worst thing you could do is not face people. Because it makes it worse. And then you go on Instagram Live. And then we see Kathy on Instagram Live being interviewed by a guy. And she's like, and then I hear that I'm screaming and throwing things. That is not me. And I do not like to hear things like that. And Rinna says, yeah. And she went there and she lied. Those are lies. Those are lies. Like lies. I was in the house with her and she said she was alone. You guys left her alone the next morning.
Well, and also...
in the house.
You went and locked yourself in your room. So she was just
left... she was alone.
Alone. in the house. Because you're in your room locked. That's the same as being left alone.
But I was there. What a lie. What a threat. Can't.
So
also I thought it was funny that we see the name of the restaurant that they're at and it's called Tattle.
Yeah,
but it's spelled T-A-T-E-L, but you gotta love this show. They really know where to film.
Yeah. But Dorit's saying like,
but that's strange because like on the phone she took 1000% ownership, just like PK with a box of bonbons.
So then she's like, well, the only person who can answer for it is Kathy. So Rinna goes, okay, let's sit down and tell everyone else and get them to pile on. Okay, let's do that. So they go over to the girls and they're like,
Cherie's like, what's going on over there, friends? And Rinna's like, well, you know what? That's my PTSD. Let's let Dorit tell everybody. Dorit. You tell them. And Crystal's like, can I get a margarita skinny with those? Shut up, Crystal. Now's not the time. All right, Dorit. Go ahead, Dorit.
This is why you lose 14 friends. You're talking during the gossip session.
So Dorit's like,
well, last time I saw Lisa was at Crystal, your beautiful, if overwrought and kind of boring party celebrating the Great Gatsby, which we've already done on this show already. So that's kind of embarrassing for you.
In anyway. A basement. Remember, it was in a basement. I've never felt such debasement. It was downstairs from a normal house where people go to hide when there's bad weather. So that was interesting.
And by the way, all our people in Florida, we hope you're safe and sound.
So got a basement party.
I meant to say that right actually at the top. That. I meant to actually say it at the top. Like, we want all, like,
yeah, everybody, all our people okay in Florida. There.
You know, stay safe, and, you know, we'll see you soon.
And but, just one steady, fuck you, Ian. Fuck off, Ian. Motherfucker, Ian. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. But anyway, so Dorit is like, now that Rinna has set up Dorit to tell the story, Rinna is now being like the color commentary sidekick. So now every time, Rinna's chiming in with adjectives, because when Dorit's like,
well, last time I saw everyone was at your beautiful party, Rinna's like, beautiful. So beautiful. Fun. So fun. At so least the good. First 10 minutes of it were before I left. So fun so and beautiful. Good.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I left early. What a fun, fun party. Go ahead, Dorit. Well, I think that moment, you know, she was feeling a lot of things after Aspen. Because Kathy was not herself that night.
Not herself. Mm. No. Not herself.
She wanted the DJ.
DJs.
To play a song.
A musical song with notes. Notes. Lots of music.
Billie Jean. Shrug. There, I said it. I don't care who knows. The song was Billie Jean. I don't care who knows it.
And Cherie's like,
and the DJ refused? I mean, off with his head. How do you not play Billie Jean?
And they're like, yeah. And Rinna's like, I love Billie Jean. I love Billie Jean. I knew a person named Billie Jean. I loved her too. I loved her too. The actual Billie Jean.
Let me tell you something. I love Billie Jean. I mean, We Didn't Start the Fire, Allentown. I mean, the list goes on and on. Am I right? River Dreams. God, who doesn't love Billie Jean?
And Crystal's like, do these women not understand that requesting a Michael Jackson song in this day and age could be a little problematic? No, but what am I? Just some millennial. Yes.
You know what? I support Crystal subtly. You know, reminding everyone that she's the younger one of the group. Like, why not? At this point, like, why to hit them where it hurts? So, so Rinna's like,
well, somebody told Kathy to go back to L.A.
And Dorit goes,
well, she told me it was the manager who said go back to L.A., not the DJ.
And I told her, Keithy, this is not personal. And Erica's like, oh, yeah, she bought him off for $200, which is a low price to buy someone off. I'm like, buy him off? And so, because she's making it sound like Kathy bought him off to...
No. It wasn't that Kathy didn't buy anyone off. That was
right,
the whole
thing. But she's making it sound like that. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
she bought him off for $200, which is a low price.
No. She said Diana bought. So basically, because she points to Diana. Basically, what they're saying is Kathy wants to play a song. They wouldn't play the song for her. And then Erica like nods to Diana and goes, well, she paid him off for $200. The idea was that like if Kathy wanted to hear that song, she should have given $200 to the DJ.
$200?
Which, by the way, is ridiculous.
That's nuts. Commercials.
Here comes one right now. Diana then starts acting like she's like a crime lord. She's like, yeah, you know, like she should know how to play the game better than me. Okay, like she was born into the game. I only learned it later that you paid $200 to ask for a Tic Tac.
Yeah, and Erica's like, oh, she wasn't born into that game. She married into that game. Well, we all married into it, so I guess good for her. She married into a game that's actually still paying off, so I guess she's the winner here, am I right?
So then Diana's like, you know, people at clubs, they don't really care who you are, like where you came from. They don't need to make money, and the way the game works is you tip, and you tip your way to the best table and the best drinks. And if I know the game, Kathy should know the game. I'm like, yeah, but also these people working the clubs should also know the game, that is Kathy Hilton. Like, there's that game too.
So Cherie's like, well, I'll bet for her, she's not used to people disrespecting her. Because when I came to the hat shop, Kathy was on the sidewalk and she was agitated. That was that same day. And Rena's like,
so it started at the hat shop. It started at that.
Yes, you dumbass. It started at the fucking hat shop.
Remember when you did something incredibly passive aggressive and then she had a reaction to that? Yeah, it did start there. You know how that can, like, that can ruin someone's day.
So wow, the hat shop. The hat shop.
Sheree's like, yeah, she was shaking on the sidewalk. And Rena goes,
no. No. That is the game.
So then Erica's like, yeah, and she was shaking at the club after.
No, shaking. At that club. Oh, what, did she make a bolognese and no one thanked her for it? Why would she be shaking that hard? That is crazy.
So she says, Cherie telling me that she saw Kathy outside really mad, that gives me an understanding that it started earlier in the day. And it makes me think that ordering the Kardashian tequila is what really set her off.
So congrats, Sherlock Holmes.
Because she's so fucking jealous of the Kardashians.
Oh,
no,
my God.
That was not why. That was not why.
You purposely did that to piss her off and then say that. Come on.
Yeah, that like this is just so shameless. You were undermining her moment to promote her tequila on television, you fool. And then on top of that, and she wasn't even really mad as much at Rinna as she was at Kyle, because Kyle didn't support her. Oh my goodness, why do I have to explain these things to Rinna?
So Rinna's like, well, she wasn't only dissing me, you know, it was about how she really feels about certain things and people and blood.
And Dorit's like, was there anything other than Kyle that she's mentioned? Rinna goes, I'm not going to go any further. I can't go any further. I can't. I don't want to go there. I mean, it was dark. It was dark. And since I said it was dark, we can just let it be. Technically, Rinna did not say it was dark, but the implication is the exact same as what Crystal said.
But she said, I never said anything about you, Dorit. Is that true? Wow, I can't talk about it. Even though I just made you bring it up to the whole group so I would talk about it, I cannot talk about it.
And she tells us what she said about Dorit is that she's a stupid, useless idiot. And I was like, okay, I'm waiting for some untruth here. Haven't we all said that at some point?
I know, like, hello, you are all alpha women. When you have a meltdown, you raise the earth. Like, that's like that. She's doing her job, okay? Like, if Kathy Hilton goes to the supermarket to buy a tomato and they're out of tomatoes, that gives her the right to say, you know what? Fuck this store. Fuck this tomato. Fuck Kyle. And you know what? Fuck Jerry too while we're at it. And fuck Rinna. She doesn't do anything. And Cherie, what are you even doing here? And Garcelle's cool. But Erica, you're a criminal. And you know what? I hate cars. Why do we even have cars? We should go to immediately to helicopters for all the people. Like, that's how a rant works. You just build on it. You're yes-anding yourself.
Yeah, so Cherie asks if she literally said everyone's name, and Rinna's like, it was a barrage, it was a barrage. It was like, why do I have to be around these fucking peons? I don't like them. Why do I have to be with them? They need to go away. They're idiots. I have to do everything around here, and this is my show, by the way. I have big deals over at NBC, and I will fucking ruin Kyle.
I mean,
I believe it.
Sure.
I believe that.
I believe it.
I believe
I'm not
that
mad
part 100%. Yeah. So Rinna's like, let me put it this way. Me and Garcelle came out better than anyone else, okay? Unless she actually thought Garcelle was Kyle in that moment, then this should really be all told to Garcelle. You know what? I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. It's Kathy Hilton.
So then Crystal tells us that she spoke to Kathy, and Kathy said like that she lost her temper and that she was really just upset at her sister. But she said nothing to Crystal about having an epic meltdown. So the producer was like, well, who do you believe, Kathy or Rinna? And then Crystal goes, right now, I believe Kathy. And then she gives that little smirk, like,
yeah,
which should be annoying, but I really enjoyed it at that moment.
Yeah, like she knows that she's the only one who's going to say this, but she does not care. So Rinna's like, why isn't Kathy here? Why isn't she here? Because she knows what you're trying to do, Rinna. I mean, Rinna, seriously, you gather all these... Well, you didn't gather them, but you gather them all to sit down and tell them all of this news about... Kathy knows what you're fucking up to, okay?
Yeah.
And so Erica's like...
I'm sorry. So Rinna wanting Kathy to come to Erica's event to help support the brand she's shamelessly shilling on national television? Is that what Rinna wants to do?
Right. So Erica's like, well, Garcelle texted me and said, I have a job to do. And Rinna's like, right, because that's what you do. Did Kathy text you? A threat? Because she texted me a threat. Might as well murdered me with Siri, okay? Might as well send Siri over with a butcher knife. Okay.
By the way, when they said that Garcelle has a job to do, then they cut to like footage of like, earlier that day, Garcelle walking through a hallway like a Aaron Sorkin movie, like, all right, well, so we're shooting in like 5 minutes and we're gonna hear my notes. I was like, why are we watching Garcelle walking down a hallway saying things? And then later on, when I realized that Garcelle wasn't in the episode, I was like, oh, Bravo's probably contractually obligated to include Garcelle in every episode. They just had to throw in any random B-roll footage they had of her as a flashback.
Yeah, like I get this much per episode, and they're like, well, we only pay for episodes that you air in. And she's like, then I will be airing in all of these episodes. And they're like, okay. So then we get a shot of her walking down the hall, and she's wearing one of those, you know, those like bank teller, I always call them the bank teller mask, because it looks like the check cashing place, you know, like see-through glass mask or whatever. But she's not even wearing it. It's just down on her neck. So it's like a big thing coming up, like a movie from the 1800s.
You know? Yeah, it's an old collar.
She's like, where is Kathy? Where is she? And they're like, well, she said she was coming. But where is she? Where is Kathy? Where is she? Where?
And Crystal's like, well, I spoke to her and she said that she's planning on coming and apologizing. She said that for sure. And Rinna goes, well, I will tell you one thing. I have sent her blessings and prayers through my heart. Even though this has been so difficult. I was like, I have to admit, at that, I was laughing. I was like, well, this is, as much as Rinna is driving me crazy this season, I do love when Rinna gets so mad. Like, this is the Rinna Leanne Locken school of just overwrought melodrama. And I always love when we get that side of
it. I've sent her blessings and prayers through my heart. Even though it's been so, so difficult. As I meditated, I did it. And Erica goes, you are so evolved. She's like, yeah. And then it cuts to Sutton like, what? The fuck are you people talking about?
She's like,
this is
Lisa
so
pray?
Ridiculous.
I know. Yeah, I was just saying prayers. So now we go to Kyle's house, and she's pouring coffee. She's like cry pouring. She's like sniffling. Like, I'm so sad. I have to pour this coffee into my Ralph Lauren coffee cups.
And it's everything we hate about Kyle, except the hat. All we need is a hat with some bangs taped on the front to make this an I hate Kyle scene. It's her stupid bear mugs and her stupid I love Aspen sweater stirring too hard and making herself the victim, you know?
Yeah.
So Kathy comes over in a Range Rover, and she's wearing the peace t-shirt, which is hilarious. And Kyle's like stirring hard. And then Kathy stops at Kyle's flowers in front of the house and pulls a bunch of them out. And so Kyle's like, I would rather eat glass right now. Is that the door? Is that the, oh God, it's the door. So she answers the door and she's like, oh, I see you have my shirt on. And Kathy does this, howdy, ma'am. These flowers are for you. I just came in on the Ponderosa and all the way from Cartwright City, and they played the same song on the boat over and over again. It went, yeah, 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 yeah.
Gotta be careful when you go to Cartwright City.
You really do.
So Kyle's like, she's like, well, this is the first time I'm seeing Kathy since Aspen, and like, we exchanged a couple of texts while I was away, mainly just like, I'm sorry, Kathy, I can't receive your text. I'm on set filming Halloween Ends, a major franchise starring icon Jamie Lee Curtis. And basically that was the end of it. But we haven't had a real conversation about what really happened.
So Kathy's like, do you like my cowboy boots? And she's like, those are just boots, Kathy. You wouldn't ride a horse in those. Those are like pilgrim shoes. And she's like, pilgrims? Well, I wore these because I want to make peace. Cowboys weren't the ones trying to make peace. I don't know if you know anything about history, but wrong shoes. Wrong. Either way, wrong shoe choice. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Kyle's like, you know, it sounds so easy on paper. She's doing a lot of, it's that thing where like she keeps doing this with her head. This is for people on video. She like sort of juts her head forward in her confessionals, which goes, it sounds so easy. Like she's like a little head typewriter, you know?
Her
she's
eyes
like,
wide, one twitching a little.
She goes, it sounds so easy on paper just to sit down and talk about it. But as history goes with us, it hasn't really worked. And then we get a flashback of like their completely dysfunctional relationship over the past 10 years, mainly Kyle being a bad sister to Kathy, more or less.
Well, the 2011, I've been approached to create her own company. And she's like, but that's my sister and brother-in-law. I don't want to see them upset. And then Kyle being uninvited to the wedding. And then American Woman. And then still not speaking in 2018 and 2021. Old estranged footage and Kathy crying, we've lost a lot of time.
I love showing that clip.
Yeah.
And Kyle's like, when these things have happened in the past, it affects me tremendously. And nothing can get my anxiety going worse than having that conflict with my family. And bees do that to me also.
And flying. I mean, that storyline might come back soon, but I'm very, very afraid of planes
no
victimize
hats.
Me.
A hat free, where they say no hats allowed. Very, lots of anxiety because hats are like my, I was, you know, my mom liked hats. I like hats. It's my personality. So that's another thing for me too.
So Kathy's like, do you like my bracelets? You're looking at them. Just take them. Take them. No, Kathy, I'm not going to take your bracelet. Take them. I have more. Just take them. No, okay. I'll take two. No, take them all. I'm hot anyway. My wrist is hot.
Getting overheated with those bracelets. So Kyle's like, Kathy, what happened? And so Kathy's like, what I want to say is that I'm here to apologize to you because I started ranting and venting my feelings, and I didn't think that they would get back to you. You know, like, basically, like, I dress up, but I'm not dressed up there. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, for me personally, I was like, is that a metaphor of like, what she said up there, I thought it was something about, like, her brain. Like, sometimes I get dressed all pretty, but on the inside, I'm still scrambled. But she actually, it sounds like what she was saying was how in Hollywood, she can be really glamorous, but in Aspen, she likes to be super chill with her fashions, and she's sort of alluding to the fact that, like, Kyle, you were making fun of me a lot that weekend, right?
Right, like they were making fun of how she dressed and stuff. And so she's we see the slipper clip of, like, are these boots okay then, Kyle? Or what about these slippers? And Kyle, like, oh my god, your boots are wrong, your slippers are stupid. And she's like, and I get it, a little bit, it's funny, but I'm just, like, starting to feel a little insecure, Kyle. And Kyle's like, well, why am I being put in this position where I have to apologize? Because do you know how often you do that to me? I mean, no one takes a joke further than you.
And then we see a flashback of Kathy hiding a purse for Kyle. I'm like, well, the difference is one is hiding a purse and one is belittling someone in front of other people, right? And that's what
getting other people to laugh at them constantly, you know?
Yeah, hiding a purse is a completely different kind of joke. And Kyle's jokes are so rooted in jealousy and humiliation that, like, it's insane right now, Madison, that she can't see the difference.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, well, but that night you were in a mood and you were upset and you were screaming at me in front of everybody. And that's not the first time you've done it. It's just the first time you've done it with other people watching. And it really hurt me and it really embarrassed me. Well, maybe it really hurt and embarrassed her that you were just, like, fine with your friends laughing whenever she tried to promote her thing and saying, like, openly, no, no, when she was trying to get them to drink tequila. And then yelling, I'll try that 818 Kendall Jenner's tequila. But it's not Kyle's fault, because Kyle is always, always the victim. Fucking right. Always the victim. She brings them on here and sets them up and then goes, you're an alcoholic. You're a goddamn alcoholic. After chasing them around the hotel when they were trying to leave to force them to film so you can get that alcoholic shit in right before the season ended. You suck. You're a fucking terrible person. Now, this does not mean Kathy Hilton is not a terrible person and that she doesn't yell at you all the time. But for her to sit there and say, I apologize, and you to be like, well, I'm not apologizing. Your jokes are mean and mine are not even jokes. And they didn't even hurt you at all. You suck, yeah. Kyle.
That was the thing. Like, for Kyle, like, Kathy led with an apology, but she was also saying, like, but by the way, I was hurt. And Kathy, and that the fact that Kyle is, like, resistant to acknowledging that is so mean. So Kathy's like, well, Kyle, I'm very sorry, but I'm mostly sorry for what you said back at the house. Yeah.
She's like, but why did you say that stuff, Kathy? And Kathy's crying. And it's not a housewife's cry. I mean, unless she can really pull those tears. Like, she's really crying. And she's like, well, I was over angry. I was overtired. I was angry. I was stupid. I had 2 glasses of wine. It was, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kyle.
And maybe, like, some of that shitty 818 tequila I was forced to drink maybe really messed with my brain. You know, that's what happens when you have cheap stuff, you know?
And she's like, well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I don't feel like I have support from my sisters. I mean, for a very long time. And, like, when I hear you talk like that, I feel like you hate me or something. It makes me feel so bad. I mean, how could you say those things? How could you say those things? She starts that whole Kyle thing. Yeah. And Kathy goes, Kyle, Kyle, because she knows Kyle. And Kyle's going to start getting hysterical now because she has the upper hand, you know?
Yeah, they basically do, like, a musical moment where Kyle goes, how could you say those things? Kyle, how could you say those things? Kyle.
Kyle.
Literally was a
we
rhythm.
Don't get a things to do like we're doing right now. And she's like, Kyle drops her tears immediately. And she's just, I am working my ass off, Kathy. My ass off. And she goes, I know, but you do have time to make time for, you need to make time for your family, Kyle.
And Kyle's like, I do make time for my family. I make time for my husband and my children. And I'm trying to balance everything, okay? I don't even have time for my dogs, which is why they're basically wild animals that terrorize any neighborhood we're in, okay? And Kathy goes, I get that. I get that. And if someone hurts me, I have to keep them at arm's length to protect myself. Blood included. And so Kathy's like, well, if we could have direct communication, that would be great. I mean, it is hard to get you on the phone. I mean, it is impossible. I mean, I feel like a pest. And Kyle's like, well, you only call me to rant.
And meanwhile, Kathy Hilton has Kyle blocked on her phone. We all know this because we've seen the phone.
I know. They have such, like, a fucked up relationship.
Why are all my calls blocked? It's like, I don't even know how to undo it. Darlene! Or it was whoever the woman, her helper is.
The woman did it to me. She blocked you. So
the lady did it. So Kyle's like, yeah, you only call me to rant. And she tells us, sometimes Kathy's call will be preceded by a text that says, important, must talk. And my body goes numb, thinking about what she's going to talk about.
My body goes numb because when she says that, I think, oh my God, Steven Spielberg wants to hire me. I'm just like so excited. And then it's never that. So Kyle says, you know, you don't ever say, how are you? It's not like, how's the movie going? What's it like being part of a major iconic franchise? How is Jamie Lee Curtis a superstar and also a friend of yours? You don't ask me those questions, Kathy.
And she's like, I just don't want to hear all the time about how pissed you are or something. Kathy's like, I'm proud of you, Kyle. Listen, you're a great wife, a great mother. You like hats. you copied the checkerboard floor right from my house. That's something you did right. I mean, you do a lot of things right, Kyle.
But by the way, the key there, by the way, is that Kyle admits to us that, like, she sometimes avoids Kathy's call because she doesn't want to listen to the rants, which I totally get. But then she can't also be upset when Kathy says, it's sometimes hard to get a hold of you. And then she acts like Kathy's crazy when she admits that she essentially doesn't take Kathy's calls because they're always kind of crazy calls.
Right. So Kyle's like, well, it would be nice to hear that. She has some Kyle. She goes, but it would, Kathy. It would. She's like, okay, you're thoughtful. You're talented. You do it all. And I'm very proud of you. Mom would be very proud of you. We should do this over a shot of Casa del Sol tequila. No, Kathy, we're not having your tequila right now.
Come here. Come here, you little ragamuffin. Kathy, that's a trigger word for me. Okay, come here. Mom would be proud. I'm proud. Everyone's proud. Mom would be proud. I'll just say this again. And instead of hugging, she's like, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of the work I assume you're doing, but I don't know for sure because you don't answer the phone to tell me about it. I am so proud.
So proud of everything you've done that I've never actually seen on television or in films. But I'm sure that they exist because you tell me so on text.
I am so proud when I go onto IMDb to look at your credits and I look at those movies and I scroll, 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 and there's your name finally. I am so proud of you.
By the way, who is DB? Someone saying, I'm DB. Who is DB?
Is that DB Sweeney?
So Kyle talks about how when you lose your parents, you feel like you lose your cheerleaders. And so she needs her big sister, you know. But this stuff is nice to hear, but it also contradicts what she said in Aspen. So what are you supposed to believe? Kyle, she can love you and be proud of you and also think you're an F&B who doesn't appreciate anything she's done for you in life, you know. And that you used her husband to get to the top and then dumped them and stole clients on your way out. And then wrote a life story that you really had no permission to write, et cetera, et cetera. She can still love you and you can still be an asshole. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, I just
wish these two would... By the way, I'm sorry, but what I just said, I believe Kyle had the right to write American Story. Because that's not only her life story, but just to make it clear. I agree too.
And I think that some of Kyle's complaints here are actually very valid, but it's like, y'all just go to one therapy session and you can learn how to communicate with each other a little bit better, because clearly, like, Kathy gets on the phone and she just rants, and Kyle's not getting the coddling that she needs, so she ignores Kathy, and then Kathy's not getting the vent that she needs, and then they hate each other, and it's like, you guys have to just give each other what you both need and, like, move on with yourself. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, well, what about the other women that were there? Did you apologize to them? And she's like, oh yeah, I talked to everybody. Well, I didn't talk to Erica because I didn't speak to her. And then I tried Rinna, but I haven't heard back from Rinna. So, oh really? Well, how convenient. It's Erica and Rinna, the only ones not answering the call. Weird.
And then Kyle goes, oh, well, Rinna's coming here in a little bit. So I'm like, oh, see, Kyle is
set up.
Just if you were feeling a shred of sympathy for Kyle, look, she literally is sabotaging her sister with Rinna. And she's trying to make it sound like, oh, Rinna's coming here too. This is a setup. She's sicking
Rinna on Kathy. It's a total classic housewife setup. She's such an asshole. So she's like, well, I mean, if you want to talk to her in person, you can hang. Oh, here she is. Here she is. And but, by the way, and then you see Kyle too, because Kyle plays both sides. She goes, I don't want to see a situation where you guys can't find peace because, I mean, they're trained assassins. Are you kidding me? Like, these ladies are going to fucking kill you. Yeah, because now she's friends with Kathy. So she's like, watch out. yeah. Rinna's about to go unleash on you.
So then we then go over to Sutton's house and we hear her say, see like a whole tablescape of like china that's put out, like nice plates and things. And she's like, this is very fancy, not to make a mockery of Popeyes, but it's delicious. And she's putting Popeyes on china and everything. It's kind of like hilariously high and low. And Erica is coming over. Sutton had invited Erica over when they were on the plane flying back from Aspen. And they're just going to like try to really put this to bed. You know, Sutton's like, it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, you just get sick of fighting and you just want to put your pistols down, you know. And even though you know it means you're going to be invited to the McCoy concerts where the McCoys can't really sing, you're sort of like, I think I'd rather put up with them, listening to the McCoys sing than fight with them any longer.
So Erica comes and she's like, there she is. Oh, you look so cute. Thanks for having me over. And they laugh about the Popeyes being on china. And Sutton's like, you want champagne or sweet tea? Yes, this is a test. She's like, thanks for the warning. I'll take sweet tea. I'm driving. Did you leave me? Ben left me? Oh, for Christ's sake, Ben. Ben!
On my own, pretending you're beside me, all alone, I want you to love me. The world around me changes.
Is you and me
forever and forever.
No, you're still all fez. Okay, talk some more. Talk.
I'm sorry. You can't hear me?
Now I can hear you.
I'm sorry, America and the world. I realized my laptop wasn't plugged in and that what I thought was the plug was actually like a little cord to charge my phone. So I went to take out the cord so that way I could put the power supply in, and I accidentally took out the cord that's attached to my mic and my camera. So I detached myself and I didn't realize what how debilitating it would be. But
whatever,
while I was,
Ben.
But
whatever,
while I was
Ben.
Gone. But Ronnie, while I was gone, I cannot believe what I witnessed. Kathy Hilton came over here and she ranted, and the things she said about you, Ronnie, when my mic and my camera was down, I can't even repeat them right now.
She threatened me. She threatened me. It was a threat.
So, she said silence is golden.
Erica says that she's tired, and as a group of women, no, she's tired, and certain things you just have to let go of. And Sutton's like, yeah, it's important, Erica, because as a group of women, and as women, we have to support each other. And the only thing I have to ask is, you know, you're lashing out. I don't want you to do that to people anymore, Erica. She goes, oh, I agree with you. Because here's what happened. I started soft and I tried being heard, and then it wasn't heard, and then we're off to the races.
I was like, okay, still no more fucking responsibility being taken by Erica. Like, you can smile, but just say you're sorry. Why is it always like, sorry, but you guys did it?
Right. Yeah, it always is. So, so they're just like exhausted, and Sutton's like, you know, I feel like I saw it in Aspen. I feel like I saw it happen all over again. And I think there's a word that's your trigger word. Do you know that word? And Erica's like, yes, I do. And it starts with a V. Vagina. No. I was thinking a different V word. Veranda. Okay, it starts with
Mallory Bertinelli. That woman's a real bitch, if you ask me. I never liked her.
I don't disagree, but Victoria. Victoria Beckham, another whore. I don't like her one bit.
Nope, another V. Vaseline, I love that shit, but it does kind of clog up your coochie too much if you ever try and use it. Nope, Erica.
Victrola.
The word victim.
I hate fucking victims. I'll tell you that right now. I'm sick of hearing about victims.
I just hate all the V words, let's be honest. So basically, she's like, I have a hard time with it because it implies I've done something bad. And Sun's like, well, what I would like maybe is just if you could add a little compassion, just in the way you say, like when you say I don't give a fuck, maybe say I don't give a fuck, darling. I don't know,
yeah,
something like that.
And I would like a little compassion too.
No, Erica, you're doing it wrong. Like they're literally setting you up for a forgiveness scene for the whole country, and you're like, "Fuck the victims," and I was wronged.
Yes.
They're doing everything they can, Erica, okay? So Sutton's like, and look at me here. I'm giving compassion. She goes, I know, but I would like some compassion too, as crazy as it sounds. She says, well, I appreciate the ability for us to move forward, because at least right now, you're still saying the horrible things, but you're saying them in a more pleasant way. Do you understand? That's all I need. That's all I need, Erica.
Erica's like, well, how about we just have some of the sweet tea instead? So then they do this thing where Sutton's like, you know, there's something between the two of us. I mean, we like each other in this very dysfunctional way where we act like we don't like each other and also feel like we don't like each other. And objectively, we don't like each other, but we're going to say we like each other because the season's ending and the producer said we have to put a bow on this.
And Sutton's like, well, I got to remind you of your roots, so you play nice. They're brunette, and I don't give a fuck about who knows about it either. All right, Erica. Well, thanks for coming over. Yes, you can take that gallon jug of Arizona iced tea home. Bye, Erica. Bye.
And Sutton's like, she's like, I think we're going to be all right, Erica. And I just imagine Andy Cohen poking his head in the door, like, until the reunion when I destroy your friendship all over again. Bye, ladies.
So now Rinna comes over to Kathy's, and Kathy does her whole thing again like it's Westworld, and she's like one of those NPC bots. She's like, well, hello, ma'am. I've come all the way down the Ponderosa from Cartwright City to apologize to you. Like, oh my God, there's a fly on your eye. There's a fly on your eye. Why isn't it bothering you?
So Rinna tells us, Kathy's wearing the same t-shirt she wore in Aspen when she had her psychotic break. It's the same shirt. It's the same shirt. I'm like, well, you're wearing the same hair that you had in Amsterdam when you had yours. What else is new?
Yeah. Also the same hair that you had on Days of Our Lives when you had your 19 psychotic breaks on there. So
So Kathy says that she tells her that she apologized to Kyle and that she had said unkind things and she feels bad that she unleashed to Rinna, and she goes, you know, I vented.
Is that a V word?
Okay, Erica, butt out of this.
Erica throws a brick through the windshield.
Fuck you and your V words, bitch!
And I wasn't taking into consideration that you're also in a real sensitive spot right now, losing your mom, and I said things that I shouldn't have said, and I'm so sorry.
Which, and Rinna does
anyway,
her.
It's a pretty good apology.
Where she's just thinking about it deeply, and there's a big long pause, and Rinna goes, wow, well, you know, I was really, really shook. I've never seen anything like that. Nothing.
Well, you've never seen me like that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've never seen you like that. And you know what? You need to take a really good look about what made you go to that place, Kathy Hilton. Do you have any idea? Any idea, Kathy?
Well, I don't really have a temper.
Maybe it was Kyle mocking her, putting her in the basement on a 1-inch mattress, you mocking her tequila when she was trying to plug it, and then you screaming about how you wanted to try another tequila the next day when you knew she was trying to promote her own. What got you upset, Kathy? What have you thought about it?
Kyle literally threw out her slippers without like even permission, okay? So Kathy's like, well, I don't really have a temper. And Rinna goes, well, what would you call this? Losing my temper.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just being cruel. You were being cruel. Yeah. Well, I feel like if we're going to really talk about this, you're going to have to take responsibility about the stuff you said. Because you said stuff about everybody. Not just Kyle. Not just Kyle. Big things. Big fucking things. That you know, I don't want to say you need help, Kathy. But, Kathy, I think you need some help. Well, I think you need some help, Kathy.
Well, I think I was a little frustrated, and I think it was a lot of heavy stuff, and
3 days jam-packed. Well, quote-unquote jam-packed. I wouldn't call those real activities. I mean, a hat shop, let's be honest. Sorry, Kyle. But it's a lot to process, okay?
Oh, is this you trying to shut me up? There she is. There she is threatening me. Bodyguards, come in here. She's trying to shut me up.
Which, by the way, there was no evidence. There was no evidence that Kathy was trying to shut you up. She literally said, I was frustrated. I was going through a lot, okay? Like,
yeah, there was a lot to process. Yeah. So Kathy's like, no, but I feel like you can be very unkind too. I will say that. She goes, oh, so we're going to go there. We're going to go there. Nodding to the audience that's not there. We're going to go there. Are we?
Rinna is like, by the way, Rinna is the queen of saying, and I will go there. And I will go there. So now when someone goes to wherever the metaphorical there is, she's like, oh, so now we're going to go there. That's what
she literally just said. You want to go there? Oh, so now we're going to go there. So Kathy says, oh, yeah, but you don't want to hear that. Just not right now. It's not about me right now. It's about you. And then she tells us, basically, we're in the same position we were 8 years ago. And we see Amsterdam with Kim saying, he came after me all last year. She goes, the truth is the truth. Yeah, well, you can sit here and use the excuse of losing your parents. It's just, that's not an excuse. Wow, even down to the parent detail. I forgot that was that thing then as well, that it was the parent detail. I mean, this woman is a broken fucking record.
Yeah, so Kathy's like, and by the way, when Rinna says it isn't about me, it's like, it's not, the issue is not about you, but the point is that Rinna should be able to have some sort of empathy knowing that what it's like to say something cruel because you're going through something and then wanting to like recant it, because that's what Rinna's entire life on this career, this show has been. So Kathy's like, well, I think that maybe like, because I'm just like sensitive about things, like a friend of mine is dying, terminal cancer. So she starts crying because she has a friend who's dying, and Rinna's like, I'm so sorry. And Kathy starts saying, like, I haven't told you. It's really upsetting. So I'm really sorry. Like, I don't behave this way. And people have known me for 30 years. I don't have a problem with this. I'm just like, I'm going through a lot right now. The classic, I'm going through a lot, which is kind of what Rinna's been doing all season two, by the way.
Right. But it's the classic victim shroud, right? It's like, well, I'm not getting out of this. I'm going to bring over the friend with cancer card. Right. Yeah. So Rinna's like, why are you looking at me like that? Kathy is sitting there crying, looking at you, okay? Now, I just said victim shroud, but still, even if you play the victim card, you're allowed to play it and people have to say, like, okay, you know, whatever. Yeah. So Rinna's like, why are you looking at me like that? And she goes, because you're looking at me like, oh, I have some big problem. So yeah, I am looking at you. She goes, I understand pain. And she says, well, then you can have a little compassion. And Rinna goes, oh, I'm sorry, Kathy, but you're not going to get away with it with me. You can have your tears, but you're not going to get away with this. You did what you did, and you're not going to just gaslight and manipulate me right now. And if you want to apologize to me, then let's talk about what you really did and what you really said about people. And we'll go there if you want to. We'll go there. Do you remember? Do you remember us at the house? Do you remember? She's like, yeah.
Do you remember I locked myself in the bedroom?
No, how the fuck would I know you locked yourself in the bedroom?
She wasn't following her. Wasn't like Sutton delivering a jacket in the middle of the night. But by the way, there's nothing about saying my friend has cancer and I'm going through a hard time that is gaslighting. I just want to point that out there. That is actually not gaslighting.
Well,
gaslighting
this is more though,
of what it's more
this
of what Kyle
is, this
says.
Is gaslighting. No, this is gaslighting right here. Do you know why I locked myself in the bedroom? Because you were having a psychotic break. You were really out of control. That's literally the definition of gaslighting, you fucking numbskull. How have you not looked up the definition in all of these years that you've been using it and making your gaslighting song? You still don't know what it fucking is as you're doing it to her.
Yeah. I also, it pains me that if Kathy says, my friend is dying of cancer, and I'm in a lot of pain right now, that Rinna's response is, you're not going to get away with that with me. Whereas Erica has earrings that, as far as we can tell, are, you know, need to be given back and turned into money to give to the victims, because those were bought illegally. And Rinna does not say, listen, you're not going to get away with this. Like, you can have your tears, like you can have your tantrum, Erica, when you're confronted about this, but you have to like do the right thing. You know what you like. The fact that she is grilling Kathy so hard on this point and being like, I see the bullshit that you're giving me a line of bullshit right now, and I'm not gonna let you have this line of bullshit. When Erica gives the same, like, not the same line of bullshit, obviously, but that Erica gives lines of bullshit as well to deflect away from, like, these things, and Rinna just not only accepts it, but ushers her out of the room.
Well, my favorite thing is that she did say that, because I love that, and I hate when people on these shows, it's like you're being called on something, and you're like, but, you know, sad thing, insert sad thing. I hate it. It makes me fucking crazy, and I like that Lisa Rinna was like, that's not going to work. Like, I'm not going to break down crying right now, because you're obviously using this to get out of a situation. I like that, but I wish that they would have that same energy for Rinna whenever she does something shitty and then immediately starts crying, but my mom died. Like, yeah, but you can't use that to get out of shit. It makes me crazy. So, but while I respect Rinna for doing that, same energy needs to be thrown back to Rinna.
Well, no, same energy needs to be applied to, like, someone like Erica. That's what I'm saying, is that Rinna really picks and chooses, which I guess makes sense because, you know, you're not going to necessarily grill a close friend. But it's just very frustrating that I feel like the things that Erica, you know, is doing are, I feel like, way worse than this situation with Kathy. And yet Rinna is, like, pretty relentless.
But she's not trying to bring Erica down. I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is that, like, Rinna right now is grilling Kathy for basically being, like, a bad person and for not being a good person. And the thing is, it's like, but have you looked at your friend?
Here's the thing. Bringing down, here's the problem that I've had with Rinna over the years. She's bringing down people for no reason. Like, on these shows, it's fun. It's like someone didn't invite you somewhere, and then that starts festering, you know? It's like, oh, I forgive you. But it festers, and over the seasons, you just, every little thing starts to piss you off about that person, and then finally you're like, I'm bringing her down. Like, that's it. Like, it right. becomes this thing. But with Rinna, it comes out of nowhere. It's just like, I don't like her because she's popular. And it's all of the people that she's brought down. It's like, why? You brought down Kim because of sobriety reasons? What does that have to do with you? You know, you brought you bring people down for all the, what did Vanderpump do to you? Nothing. She made you say Munchausen, really? So you brought her it doesn't make any sense. So I think it's less fun for the audience because we don't even know what we're rooting for. Like, what did Kathy Hilton do to you? Nothing.
Well, maybe
she's just popular with the audience.
Maybe the inherent issue is the idea of bringing someone down, like that this is the show where people actively tear someone down every season, as opposed to the other shows. There's fights, there's feuds, there's arguments, but there's never like the sense that I want to bring this person down like that.
Right. On this show, it's like we're going to get rid of you, eviscerate you.
We are going to try to ruin your life,
get you off the show.
Yeah. I mean, there's always like a level of like, I'm going to expose them for what they said. But like, it really is about exposure. And it's all under the guise of being open and honest and owning what you say. And if you don't say it right, you know, we are just going to yell at you and destroy you. And it's like, I think just the inherent idea of like that Rinna is repeatedly bringing people down is like not a fun quality to watch.
Yeah, just not fun. Like, if you have a reason, it's fun because we can all relate to that. But just a lot of the speculation I've been reading is that she's mad because Kathy was having contract disputes. She wanted a lot of money, and that's why she didn't film the first half of the season. And then she gets to show up as a friend of, make all this money, and get to promote her stuff, and they're pissed. So they're coming after her for that. But even if that is the reason, we don't see that reason on here. And you just look like a deranged lady again coming after someone for no reason. It just doesn't make any sense. So
I'm sorry Kathy can be so entertaining in like six episodes in a way that other people on the show can't be over a few years.
So Kathy's like, well, I can't imagine anyone scaring Lisa Rinna. I mean, Lisa Rinna, and I'm constantly reminded of the situation with Lisa Rinna and my sister Kim. She got physical. She got physical. And then we see a clip of
Amsterdam.
That. Don't ever talk about my husband! And going for her neck and then breaking the wine glass. So
so then Rinna's like, you're fucking angry at this beautiful sister of yours, and just because she has permanent hat head because she loves those hats doesn't mean you get to make fun of her. And Kathy's like, well, okay, well, I didn't handle myself well, and I'm not proud of it, okay? And I said some things I don't mean, and that's all I can say. And then now Kyle's like, this is my moment. She goes, for me, Kathy's my sister, and you guys are like all my sisters too. and they've been there for me. And the thought of you guys having this issue with me.
Oh, shut in the up, center, Kyle. Shut the fuck up, Kyle. I can't with
innocent
her.
Innocent movie star.
So Kathy's like, Rinna, I apologize. And Rinna's like, well, I just want to know where the hatred comes from, Kathy. Where is it? You got to figure it out. You got to figure out. Why do you have a black heart? What is it? Shut up, Rinna. Are you fucking kidding? Has Rinna not been decked in the face yet? How? Whoa. Also, is everybody posting those Rinna calling Star Jones a gorilla and all this shit that Rinna supposedly said, and her and Harry in the fucking Nazi shirt, the Sid and Nancy? Shut up, Rinna. Just shut up over there. So she's like, where's your black heart? Where is it? And Kathy's like, I'm not going to have any more discussion with you. Thank you very much. And she's like, oh, that's it? Oh, no more. I had a feeling it would go this way. I had a feeling.
What, when you accused her of having a black heart after she's apologized many, many, many times that it would go this way? And Kyle's like, you guys, please, I'm begging you for the sake of Michael Myers. So Kathy's like, no, I'm done. So Kathy just basically leaves.
And so Kathy just showed up to this fucking bullshit that Kyle planned for Rinna to come confront her. She did not lose her cool at all, and she left calmly and coolly after a decent apology. You tried it, hookers, both of you, Kyle and Rinna. You tried it and you failed. And Rinna being like, oh, I knew it was going to end this way. Well, what are you going to tell people now that it ended that way? That Kathy lost it again? You didn't win shit, Rinna. Sit down. Have a seat, ma'am.
Meanwhile, Kathy like walks out the door and she's like, okay. Oh, by the way, I love what's going on with these flowers. These are,
look,
I love
at these, the way flowers. She did this, Kyle. How this pretty.
Beautiful. I love this. Is wonderful. What is this? Is just give her a good floral arrangement. She's all good to go.
The flowers she just stole to give to Kyle from the outside. So funny. So Rinna's like, well, that was good. And then it wasn't good. Sorry. You can try and spin this, but you just lost again, sucker.
And Kyle's like, well, I'm looking for my life to be less complicated. I mean, it's hard enough balancing a marriage of 26 years, a friendship with a global superstar. I just want things to be just simple.
Well, like, work needs to be done. Work needs to be done between you. You have this moment, and stuff needs to be done at the Carmel Sutra Core. Okay? It should be done there.
Well, you know what? Rinna is correct about this. Work needs to be done with these sisters, but Rinna's not the one to do the work, so she should just be like, she should not be stepping in, be like, you have to work on why you have a black heart, yada yada yada. All she's doing, I mean, she's so overstepping her bounds, which at the same time, as a reality star, we do want that. The show is often accused of being a little too nicey-nicey, so I can't be 100% mad at this. I mean, I loved this scene. I thought this was great. I thought it was riveting. Rinna, another swing and a miss for her. I mean,
swing and a miss. Every season, the rumor is that Rinna, of course, that Rinna is leaving. I think she starts these rumors to try and get more money. But the rumor is that she's going to leave because she's trying to get $2 million a season, which will make her the highest paid housewife ever. And people are saying, no, she's just saying that so when she gets fired, she can say they couldn't afford her or whatever. Right. But I cannot have Rinna leave yet because I've always predicted Rinna's final season will be bringing down Kyle. I mean, Kyle has used Rinna as a weapon for so many people over the years, and I believe her last act is taking down Kyle, and I will not be satisfied until that happens. I need a full circle on this shit, please.
We do have a reunion coming up that's supposed to be pretty, pretty vicious.
That shit's going to be boring as hell, and we all know it. But we're going to be there for it.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Well, also, by the way, I think Rinna's not going to BravoCon, right? So that's like adding fuel to the fire that she's leaving. You know,
did she go to the first one?
I have no idea who was at the first one.
I feel like that's not a Rinna thing that she... I don't feel that's like Rinna's a, like, let's go be with the people kind of a housewife, you know?
Yeah, that's true. She really isn't like that. So, anyway.
Well, we'll see. Anybody, thank you for being here. Everybody, thank you for being here.
Next week, it looks like it's the season finale, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of talk about who's leaking to the press again. I wonder who it could be. Can't wait to get to the bottom of that. But everyone, thank you so much for being here. Coming up next, we've got The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City back in the mix. So stay tuned for that recap. It'll be coming soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.